إلا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه: الصلوات الخمس، والجمعة إلى الجمعة، ورمضان إلى رمضان، مكفرات لما بينهن إذا اجتنبت الكبائر. رواه مسلم. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our nourisher, our creator, our sustainer. And may the choices of salawat and rahmat and barakat be upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Let us remind ourselves of the teaching of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسُ يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ. The best day that the sun has ever risen in is none other than the day of Jum'ah. In the khutbah that I have recited, there was a verse which I have recited from the surah of Surah Jum'ah. Inshallah, by the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, today we will try to discuss a few important aspects regarding the day of Jumu'ah, and especially the Salah of Jumu'ah. So important is this Jumu'ah, especially this Jumu'ah Salah, which happens every single Friday. We find that when something occurs often, then generally what happens is that the importance of it, we lose touch with the importance of it in our life. And the greatness and the azmat and the honor leaves our heart. So you find that normally we do not appreciate this Jumu'ah. But this Jumu'ah, which happens every single Friday of our life, from the time we were born, this is something which is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stressed in the Quran regarding this Jumu'ah, especially this Jumu'ah Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually revealed an entire surah. The surah in the 28 juz of the Quran is Surah Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, all those who believe, ay iman walo, all those who believe, إذا نودي للصلاه من يوم الجمعه, when the call has been made for the salah of Jumu'ah. So you find in the Arabic dictionary, if a person looks at the word nada, then nada means to call out, for someone to call out or shout out. So here, this is the literal meaning. إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ, when the call has been made for salah. So what call? This is the adhan of the muadhin. And those who understand Arabic, they'll understand this. So I won't go into much detail. Obviously, time is of the essence. الْأَذَانُ الثَّانِي الْمُرَادُ بِالنِّدَى الأذان الثاني عند قعود الإمام على المنبر. And obviously there's difference of opinion as to with regards to which adhan is referred to in the ayat. إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة. So when the call has been made for the Salah of Jumu'ah, especially the من يوم الجمعة, on the day of Jumu'ah, referring to the Jumu'ah Salah, فَسْعَوْ إلى ذكر الله. So what this means is فَسْأَوْ. فَسْأَوْ, if you look at the word سَعِي, سَعِي, obviously those who went for Hajj and Umrah, they'll understand سَعِي. سَعِي means to hasten. So فَسْأَوْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, then hasten towards the Salah. So last night in the tafsir, I was looking in tafsir al-Baghawi, there's so much of detail and the different opinions of the ulama and the sahaba and the mufassirin. That some ulama say that no, you have to really, literally, what it means is literally you have to hasten and run towards the salah. And then some opinions of the ulama, they say no, what it refers to is fi'lan. That no, what it means is that you must hasten. That when the salah, when the adhan is called out, then what this means is that now you must close your shop, you know, it gradually you must come to the salah. Then some ulama, they say, they go to this extent, they say, no, what this means is that from the salah, at-tabkir min salat al-fajr, that you must start preparing yourself. You must start preparing yourself for this Jumu'ah from the salah of Fajr. So these are the different aqwal of the ulama, etc., and the mufassirun. So fas'aw ila dhikrillah wadharul bay', and leave out transactions. What transactions? Al-bay'u wa shira. Leave out selling and buying. So this is haram. This is haram. I'm not going to mention which city or town it was. But in a certain town, a very, very large supermarket owned by a Muslim, he was considering opening his supermarket during the Salah of Jummah. Obviously, you know, sometimes it's difficult to, take out all the customers, etc. So what he decided, he said, no, he wanted to keep the supermarket open while Salah of Jummah. So there was a major uproar. So you find, فَسْأَوْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْءِ. It's haram. Haram for you to sell and to buy during the Salah of Jummah. So, وَذَرُوا بَيْءِ ذَٰلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah says that ذَٰلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. This is better for you. Had you only known the greatness of the Salah of Jummah, then you won't even consider selling and buying during the Salah of Jummah. So, this is the ayat. This is the ayat of the Quran regarding the importance of Jumu'ah. In the hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, in the hadith of Abu Dawud Sharif, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the Friday Salah of Jumu'ah is obligatory upon every single Muslim. It's farz. It is farz upon every single Muslim except a slave. So here, slave doesn't refer to employer. So if a person is working under someone, doesn't mean that now you are a slave. No, you're not a slave. Slavery has been obligated. So here you have to come. It is farz ain. You have to leave your workplace and you have to take off. You have to take leave and then you have to come to the masjid. This is farz. So this is the first exception of the rule. Then the next exception is a woman. That Jumu'ah Salah is not farz upon a woman. And yet there's a very great misconception and a very great error, which many women, when they go to the Haramain Sharifain, Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwarah, many of them, they go towards the Jumu'ah Salah in the Haram. Obviously, I mean, the Salah of Haram is something so great. But many of them, they don't realize that there's no Jumu'ah Salah for a woman. So it's rather virtuous. And the ulama and the fuqaha, they say that it's more virtuous for a lady to perform her Zuhr Salah. So here, the exception to the rule is a woman. Then also a child, a minor child, a child who is not baligh, then there is no Salah of Jummah upon him. Obviously, if you are bringing your child to the masjid, then make sure that the necessary preparations are made, that the child will not disturb those who are performing Salah, etc. And a sick person, doesn't refer to a person who has a flu, a small flu, or a cough, etc. But a person who has a general real excuse, a person who has been excused by Sharia. So that is the fourth person, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has excused from the Salah of Jummah. Then the next hadith, the hadith of Dharqutni. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the Friday Jummah is obligatory upon every single person, obviously with the exception of the rule which I have mentioned before, all those who believe in the final day. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very, very stern warning. Those who ignore the Salah of Jummah on account of some business transaction, and the hadith says, lahu wa la'ib, or some trade, fun or sport, lahu wa la'ib, as the hadith says, then the person who neglects the Salah of Jummah, then Allah will neglect him. Allah will neglect that person who neglects the Salah of Jummah. Such a stern warning. Then a hadith of Mishkat Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that person who neglects the Salah of Jummah, he will be regarded and he will be recorded in the books as a munafiq. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that this person will be regarded and he will be recorded in such a book. In such a book as a munafiq, that this book and this writing can never be erased and nor can it be tampered with. So this is a very, very, very stern warning regarding missing the Salah of Jumu'ah. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith of Muslim Sharif, very authentic narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned very, very stern warning that I wish to set fire to the homes of those who neglect the Salah of Jumu'ah. Then in another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that people are warned on neglecting the Salah of Jumu'ah. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taba'allahu ala qalbi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal the heart of that person who neglects the Salah of Jumu'ah. So this, when it comes to the day of Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, inna afdala ayyamikum yawmul Jumu'ah. Verily, the greatest day, the greatest and the most virtuous day in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is none other than the day of Jumu'ah. And then you find that the Jews, they used to fix Saturday as their day of worship. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved the Bani Israel from Fir'aun on the day of Saturday. Then you find the Christians, they had chosen Sunday. But the most astonishing thing and perplexing thing is that never ever did Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, prescribe the day of Sunday for the day of worship. And nor was it ever mentioned in the Gospels. So you find that the Christians, many times, they do things which are not recorded, not prescribed in their Sharia. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you find Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for us the best day. The best day of the week. More greater than the Salah of Eid al-Adha and the Salah of Eid al-Fitr is the day of Yawm al-Jumu'ah. Fi khuliqa Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, in the hadith which I've researched last night. Fi khuliqa Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam on this very day of Jumu'ah. And then fi qubida, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he passed away on this day of Jumu'ah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khalifatan fil ard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him as a khalifa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him as a vicegerent upon this earth on this day of Jumu'ah. And then fi sa'atan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given each and every one of us such a moment in this very day of Jumu'ah that if a person, he begs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that dua whichever dua he makes. And fihi taqumu sa'ah. And on this very day of Yawm al-Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the day of Qiyamah occur on the day of Jumu'ah. Then what happens if a person passes away on the very great day of Jumu'ah? مَمَّاتَ يَوْمُ الْجُمَّةِ أَوْ لَيْلَةُ الْجُمَّةِ أُجِيرَ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. That person who passes away upon this day of Jumu'ah or upon the night of Jumu'ah, that is the night preceding the day of Jumu'ah, then أُجِيرَ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ. This person, he will be saved from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. In another narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith of Ahmad, Musnad Ahmad in Tirmidhi Sharif, that person who passes away on the day of Jumu'ah, then this person, he will be saved from the azab of the qabr. The azab of the qabr in the grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him. And then what happens if a person, he heard the adhan of Jumu'ah? Man sami'a nida yawm al-Jumu'ah falam ya'tiha. That person who heard the adhan of Jumu'ah, but he did not go for the salah of Jumu'ah. Taba'a Allahu ala qalbi. Allah will place a seal upon his heart. As-salawatu al-khamsu wal-jum'atu ila jum'ati wa ramadhanu ila ramadhan mukaffiratu lima baynahunna. That person who performs his salah from one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all his sins. So you find this is the greatness of the salah of Jumu'ah. Actually, the main purpose of me giving this talk, obviously this is a surprise to many of you all, and I've never done this before, but I will be doing this for the very first time. That a few weeks ago, and it's not the first time, repeatedly, a person came to me And after the Salah of Jummah, he told me that, Mulana, you know, I have a few complaints. So now I'm worried, you know, hey, you know, few complaints, you know, it gets to me. So he says that, no, Mulana, a few complaints regarding a few observations which he has been noticing that's been happening in our very, very beautiful masjid. Wallahi laveen. Wallahi, I say this, wallahi, from the bottom of my heart. Wallahi, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this very great masjid of Allah. What a beautiful masjid. And you know this beautiful town of Mpangeni. Wallahi, you know, this brother, he comes to me, he says that, Mulana, there's a few complaints regarding, a few observations that he's been noticing people are committing on a Jummah upon Jummah upon Jummah. Every single Jummah, people are doing the same thing. And you know, it's not like the alim or, you know, the imam did not mention this. How many of us, we remember Mulana Suleiman has mentioned this, where complaints came regarding people who are doing certain things outside the masjid, etc. So the first observation is that many people right at the back are making noise during the khutbah and during the bayan. And you know, this is a very, very grave complaint. And also this is a very grave complaint. So my advice to you is that, you know, respect the sanctity of the masjid. Wallahi laveem, the masjid is not your house. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is something very great and very grave to make noise or speak of worldly talks in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, very, 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 very frightening. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, then when a person speaks in the masjid, or, you know, when a person speaks in the masjid, regarding, you know, now someone might you know, read into this and say, you know what, the imam, he's also talking. But no, when a person talks regarding worldly affairs in the masjid, then an angel is appointed to that person to say that, oh friend of Allah, keep quiet, the first time. Then when the person, he continues to speak, then an angel is appointed, and then it is said to him, that, oh enemy of Allah, now you keep quiet. And then the third time, when the person, he continues to speak regarding worldly affairs in the masjid, then he says, that, oh enemy of Allah, keep quiet, and may the la'nat of Allah, may the curse of Allah be upon you. So all those who are speaking in the masjid, remember this hadith. The la'nat of Allah is falling upon that person who speaks in the masjid. So this is the first time I'm saying this. And inshallah, let it be the last time. Second thing is, that you are a sign of qiyamah if you are speaking in the masjid of worldly affairs. Then remember, you are a sign of qiyamah in this masjid. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that person who speaks in the masjid, then raf'ul aswat, where voices will be raised in the masjid, then remember, you are a sign of qiyamah. Then the third thing, ruwiya an ba'di zuhad, many you know, ascetics of the past and pious you know, predecessors, some people will say, hey, you know what, why are you talking about pious people? It is because of these pious people this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reached you. So ruwiya an ba'di zuhad, مَسْتَنَتُّ إِلَى شَيْنِ الْمَسْجِدِ. He says that, I've never in my whole life, I've came to the masjid. He says that many, many years he's been coming to the masjid. Never, ever did he recline upon anything in the masjid. You know, obviously, if you're sick, you're old, no problem. You have been excused. But here, if you're a young person, there's nothing wrong with you, you have no sickness, no illness, then what excuse do you have? Then he says, مَا وَلَا تَوَلْتُ قَدَمِي فِيهَا. He says, never ever did I ever enter the masjid, and never ever did I stretch out my feet in the masjid. Then he says, وَلَا تَكَلَّمْتُ بِكَلَامِ الدُّنْيَا. Never ever did I ever speak of any worldly affairs in the masjid. So this is something we should keep in mind, and never ever commit these things. Then the next complaint this brother had brought to me, that Mulana, many people outside the masjid, many of them, you know, they are outside of the masjid, and they are talking, etc. They're playing around. Some of them, another complaint that came to me also was that Mulana, many of the brothers, they are playing with their cell phones in the masjid, and sometimes outside the masjid. So this is wallahi, this is the masjid. Remember, it's not your house, not my house. It's not even the trustee's house. It's the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respect it and have adab and etiquettes when you come to the masjid. And also many times Ma Suleiman mentioned also, where people, they were outside of the masjid, they had to make announcements for people to come inside of the masjid. Such a beautiful masjid. Alhamdulillah, the aircons are on. Obviously, if you're sick, you're feeling cold, no problem, you're excused. But here, you have no excuse and you're sitting outside of the masjid and you're talking away. So this is the next complaint. The third complaint which I've received, obviously I don't notice this, but this is a complaint which the brother had brought to me. Many people, and wallahi lazim, this is something which I have noticed personally. Many people, before Jummah, we all know the norm. Many people, after Jummah, they run away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending down His rahmat, His clemency and His barakah. But people, they run away outside of the masjid. But here, people before the khutbah, they are not reading sunnats. Allahu Akbar, you have the opportunity. Many masjids, wallahi, if you go to other masjids on the day of Jummah, then you will notice that many of them, they have the sunnats before the bayan. Ya Allah made it easy for you. The opportunity is given for you that now you must perform your sunnats before the khutbah. But ya, many people playing with their cell phone, they talking away, they doing nothing, sitting idle mind, and we all know that the idle mind is the devil's workshop. So yeah, you're doing nothing. Alhamdulillah, if you have performed your sunnats, then make some dua, make some zikr, Durood Sharif, this is the day of Friday. So this is a very, very important thing that many people are not performing their sunnats before the Jummah. So this is a very, very important thing. Also, last week also, I came in, few brothers were talking in the back. So very important, keep this in mind. Also, the next thing is that, talking during khutbah, especially the younger children, talking during khutbah, wallahi, have you no shame? Have you no shame? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, he mentions a hadith, that if you tell your friend, someone sitting next to you is talking away, and if you tell him during the khutbah, that keep quiet. That's all. You only tell him, keep quiet, oh friend. Says, فَقَدْ لَغَى. Then you also have done wrong. By you telling someone to keep quiet during the khutbah, then you have also committed a wrong. So it's very, very important. Then also the next, important thing, also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that once there was a person who was talking during the khutbah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned to that person that you have gained nothing from this Jummah. You have came for this Jummah, the same Jummah which will expiate your sins, which will forgive your sins. And what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that if you are coming and you are talking during the khutbah, then you have gained nothing from this day of Jummah, and you have only gained nonsensical talk. So very, very important to remain utmost silence during this khutbah on this day of Jummah. So one alim, he says, last night I've read in the kitab, he says, it's haram to even make salam and to reply to a salam. Salam, to reply to a salam is wajib. But it's haram to reply to a salam during khutbah. So very, very important. And I'll end off on this one hadith. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, and really, I ask you for forgiveness if I offended any person. But really, this is my duty. This is my responsibility. I have to convey the message and the complaint that I have received. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, I'll end off on this, that if a person talks during khutbah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has likened this person to a donkey. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that this person has been likened to a donkey which has been loaded with books. What this means is that after you know that it's wrong for you to talk and to do all these, to perpetrate all these sins and gunas, you are still committing it and you are still perpetrating these crimes and these gunas. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to realize the greatness of this Salah of Jummah.